So I've been watching a lot of college basketball over the last several days. March Madness in full force. It's awesome. Unless you're my bracket, because I'm like in the bottom 6% of everybody who's playing on ESPN, but I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about, I get so excited when I'm watching college basketball and I see a guard slide into the lane and take a charge from a big man going hard to the hoop, and then he flies down on the ground and his teammates rah, 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 they help him up, the crowd goes crazy, and there's a real momentum shift. But I was thinking about those kind of plays and the framework of the readings that we've heard today. Because we hear about what true sacrifice really is. You see, Jesus, he took a charge for us. And he did that for us because he loves us. And he suffered for us. He died for us. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to hear all about the things that he had to endure to give us freedom and to set us free. And during the next couple of weeks, we're going to see what true sacrifice really is. Because Jesus didn't count costs when he laid down his life for us. He didn't say, I'm only going to go so far. He said, I'm going to give every single thing that I have, every drop of my blood, I'm going to share for you. I'm going to share it for you so that you can be free, so that you can have forgiveness for sins, so that you can have the promise of everlasting life. Jesus tells us at the end of the gospel that he came into the world so that the ruler of this world can be driven out. Knowing that Satan and evil is a real thing in this world. And Jesus comes to show us that his love, his sacrifice for us, means that we can be free. Means that we can have freedom. Means that we can have peace and joy and love. My brothers and sisters, life is really, really hard. That's why we need a Savior. That's why we need our Lord Jesus and his love in our lives, so that we can receive that strength. Our Lord did not count the cost. He laid down his life completely for us. And he did not sacrifice his life so that we would say, oh, Jesus, what a nice guy. No, he sacrificed for us because he loves us. He loves us more than we could ever imagine. And so we come before him every week to praise and glorify him, to thank him for the sacrifice that he gives us, to thank him for the gift of love that he gives us. And we come in a special way every week so that we can receive his body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist as strength for our journey. The very blood that Jesus pours out on a cross to set us free from our sins is the same blood that we receive when we receive the Eucharist. Jesus' gift to us is his very self, and he will always love us. He will always be here for us. He will always be a part of our lives. And he tells us that sometimes we're going to have to sacrifice too. And sometimes we're going to have to go through really tough stuff. And he tells us in the midst of all that pain and suffering that we might endure, he's with us. And it's going to be okay. So my brothers and sisters, whatever we bring to the Lord today, whatever we're suffering with, whatever pain and sorrows on our heart, whatever difficulty, whatever sin, we bring that here to the Lord and ask him to enter into our suffering, to help change us, to help strengthen us, to help us sense and experience the love that he has for us. As I said at the beginning of Mass, my name is Father TJ. I work as the Director of Vocations for the Archdiocese, and I want to talk a little bit about the sacrifice that I make. I have been a priest now for almost 6 years, and I think it's the best job in the world. I can't think of anything I could do with my life that would be more fun or more fulfilling than being a priest of Jesus Christ. But answering this call to serve the Lord by becoming a priest, I've had to sacrifice too. And I, on the day I was ordained to the priesthood, I laid down on the marble at the co-cathedral and laid down my life for Jesus, saying, it's no longer me, Lord, who lives, but it is you who lives through me. As Director of Vocations, my job is I get to go out and I get to talk to people about how awesome the priesthood and consecrated life is. And yes, it's as hard of a job as it sounds. There's a lot of young people that I say, hey, you should think about being a priest or a nun. And they're like, no thanks. That's why I'm here this weekend, because I need your help. I want to tell you how awesome it is to be a priest of Jesus Christ. I want to tell you how awesome it is to lay down your life to serve our Lord. Now, I know that the majority of people here in the church today are called to the wonderful, amazing sacrament of matrimony. And those of you that have chosen that path, you know too what it means to sacrifice. To be a husband or a wife, to be a mom and a dad, that takes a lot of sacrifice. So thank you so much for all that you do in your vocation of matrimony to be able to sacrifice the way that our Lord sacrifices. But I'm here because I need your help. Our church needs young men and women to answer the call to serve Him as priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns. And this is how you can help me. Young people who haven't already chosen marriage, you can help me by being open to the possibility that God is calling you to the priesthood or the consecrated life. God might be calling you to use your unique gifts and talents to lay down your lives in service to Him, to be able to bring peace and hope and joy and love to the whole world. So my friends, if you are thinking about what you could do with the rest of your life, I hope you consider the possibility that God might be calling you to the priesthood or the consecrated life, because we need young people to make that sacrifice, to lay down their lives in service to the Lord. And parents, I need your help as well. And I need your help when you talk to your sons and daughters, that you say to them, when you're thinking about what you want to do with the rest of your life, I hope priesthood, consecrated life is an option for you. Because it is an awesome way to serve. It's an awesome way to love. And it is an awesome gift as a parent that you can give the church. It's one of your sons or daughters being a priest or a sister in our church. So I appreciate your prayers, your support, parents. And I appreciate the prayers and support of the whole parish of St. Vincent de Paul. I'm here all day today preaching all the masses. And my message is the same to you. I need your help. I'm the only priest in the whole archdiocese who does this full time, who goes out to parishes and schools and talks to young people about the possibility of giving your life in service to the Lord. And this is how you can help me. If you see a young person from this parish that you think have excellent qualities and traits to be a wonderful priest, brother, sister, nun, I'd ask you please to gently invite them to consider being a priest or a nun. I'm a priest today because so many people at the parish where I grew up said to me, "Hey, did you ever think about being a priest? You have some great gifts that you could really offer the church." And it was hearing that 50 to 100 times growing up that I started to think, maybe that's the way that God's using to call me to be a priest. And so maybe God can use you as that instrument to call some holy young man or woman from this parish to consider giving their lives to the priesthood or the consecrated life. I appreciate your help. I appreciate your support and your prayers and your encouragement for young people that you think would be excellent at laying down their lives in service to the Lord. I wish I could just go out and plant a tree and pick seminarians and nuns right off that tree and put them in places of formation, but that's not where they grow. They grow right here in families and parishes just like this one. I need your help. Our church needs your help. Our Lord needs your help to help foster a culture of vocation, so the priesthood and the consecrated life, so that young men and women may know what a wonderful gift it is to sacrifice their lives in service to God and His holy church. After Mass today in the Jamail Center, we have a vocations fair. A lot of cool things going on. I'd be happy to answer any questions that anybody has about the seminary, about the priesthood, about consecrated life, because this is an important mission. It's an important ministry of the church. And I thank you so much for your help. I thank you so much for your support and your encouragement of vocations, because our church needs priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns to continue the work of the church. And as we continue today giving God glory in this wonderful sacrifice, the Mass, we thank our Lord for the sacrifices that He made for us, for sparing no expense, for loving us without limits. And in the next couple of weeks, we ask the Lord to help our hearts be changed, to help our hearts be formed by the beauty of the liturgies, by the beauty of the remembrance of the suffering, the passion, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord. May He continue to strengthen all of us. And may the gift that we make at the sacrifice of today's Mass help us all grow in holiness so that we may more faithfully follow our God.